Welcome to this week's special edition, podcast only edition of the Thomas Jefferson Hour. We're occupied elsewhere this week, so we wanted to do something special for our podcast listeners.
Hey, David, it's Clay Jenkinson, sometimes Thomas Jefferson. I'm off this week. I'm actually going on a 10-day trip to Germany to investigate a connection to Thomas Jefferson, so there will be fruits of this journey. Jefferson was in the White House between 1801 and 1809, and in 1804, just at the time he sent Lewis and Clark up the Missouri River, he served as the host to one of the great explorers and scientists of the 18th century, Alexander von Humboldt. Humboldt was a Prussian, a German. He had come to the New World to examine Central America and South America, and he did so with great and extraordinary skill. Frankly, he was a much better explorer than Meriwether Lewis. And on his way back to Europe, he wanted to meet this American philosopher king, Thomas Jefferson. And so he made a trip to Philadelphia and then wrote a letter to Jefferson asking if he could come visit him in Washington. He did visit Jefferson in Washington, and then Jefferson persuaded von Humboldt to visit him at Monticello, which is really great because Jefferson was always trying to lure people to Monticello. That's where he was. That's where his salon was. That's where the philosopher really lived. And so Humboldt went to see Jefferson at Monticello. Then he went back to Europe and he wrote 30 volumes over the rest of his life about his travels. And he developed a whole new taxonomy of Western thinking and so on. He was an incredible man. He's the kind of polymath and Renaissance man and explorer that Jefferson so loved in the world. And I'm working on a project with the Fort Mandan Foundation in North Dakota to create an exhibit about Jefferson, Humboldt, and Humboldt's protege Maximilian, who came to the Missouri River villages in 1833 and 1834. And so I'll be gone for a period of time. But it's an official work trip to deepen my understanding of Jefferson's connection to Humboldt and later to Maximilian, and to sort of tie some loose ends together. Lewis and Clark, Humboldt, Maximilian, Carl Bodmer. Probably people know the paintings of Carl Bodmer, who was with Maximilian as an illustrator. And they all belong to a cluster of Enlightenment explorers in what's called the Second Great Age of Discovery. So that's where I'll be.
I certainly would forgive you for not being at the barn this week, and I'm certain that most of our listeners will forgive you for it. Sounds like a very exciting trip. How long will you be in Germany?
About 8 days. You know, I've been to Germany before, but I've never been to Berlin. I'm going to Berlin. I'm going to Stuttgart. I'm going to Neuwied, which is where the actual
castle
is.
You sure you don't need a sound man on this trip?
Come along. Marvelous. This is going to be great. I've taken cultural tours to Jefferson's France on the Canal du Midi and to Paris and to Bordeaux, and I've been in Munich before, and I've been in Italy and Yugoslavia and Britain and so on, but I haven't spent much time in Germany. I'm actually from German heritage. My name is Jenkinson, but my middle name is Strauss. Uh-huh. And I have always wanted to see Berlin, and I kind of kick myself. I could have seen Berlin before the wall came down, and I, for whatever reason, didn't do it. I think that must have been one of the most extraordinary things ever to do in one's lifetime in the 20th century.
You'd be taking photographs and things?
And maybe we can post some, but
I
will be taking hundreds of photographs.
I hope we do.
And I'm very excited about this trip. And I'm, you know, David, I'm fascinated by this one issue that comes up. You know, we all think Lewis and Clark, and we get this kind of national pride. We've had a bicentennial. It was a 4-year national event. I played a role in it, and it was just remarkable. But the fact is, and I hate to say this because it sounds negative and I don't really mean it to be, but the fact is that from an Enlightenment point of view, Meriwether Lewis failed. He came back. He never wrote the books that he was supposed to write. The idea is an Enlightenment explorer goes off to do something amazing. He takes very careful notes and he comes back and writes 3, 4, 5 volumes plus an atlas.
So are you saying that you're actually going to get information from that age through Humboldt?
Humboldt, von Humboldt was the equivalent of Meriwether Lewis, but even better. I mean, he was to Lewis what Lewis was to Clark.
He wrote the books.
Went back and wrote these 30 volumes.
Well, that's astounding. That could be a great contribution to our understanding of that.
We know almost nothing about Humboldt. There are only a couple of books about Humboldt. There's a new book called Humboldt's Cosmos, but there are only a couple of books about him. He was just a giant of a man in the history of ideas. And what I'm trying to do is to draw these links to show that There's a reason that Humboldt came to visit Jefferson in 1804, that they were two peas in a pod. They were two Enlightenment guys who believed in a certain way of exploring, and Jefferson dutifully sent out his protege, Lewis, to do it, and Lewis was a genius. He was a marvelous man. I've portrayed Lewis. I admire Lewis. I regard Lewis as fascinating, but the fact is that Lewis was a mentally unstable man, and he committed suicide 3 years after the expedition, overwhelmed by many different things, and he never published the volumes. And Jefferson, I have to say, Jefferson resented that. You know, I sent this young man out.
Well, he had reason to.
Lewis
was his secretary,
failed.
So he thought he understood him and his character.
He thought that,
right?
He knew that Lewis had an alcohol problem, and he knew that Lewis was a what we would call a manic depressive, mentally ill man. But he thought he handles it, and this trip is going to cure him. And so Lewis comes back, and Jefferson says, "Now, my young friend, sit down and write out your three volumes," and voila. Mm-hmm. And Lewis just couldn't do it. And so we forget that part because we're all interested in grizzly bears and meetings with Indians and boat accidents and, you know, getting shot in the butt by your own man and so on. We forget that from Jefferson's point of view, the trip is just kind of the setup to write the masterpiece. The masterpiece was never written. Well, Humboldt was able to do it. And so I want to find out more about this extraordinary German.
Well, that's great. And I like as I said, I'm sure the listeners will forgive you for just a short podcast edition, but it is just a podcast edition this week. And I know you've got to get packing. You've got a lot to do to get ready. But let's perhaps consider an official show about this trip after you return.
I will. And let me just say in closing, David, that Humboldt later wrote a book called Cosmos. Now, that sounds like Carl Sagan. It's not. Cosmos is a fundamental reevaluation of the way knowledge should be organized and divided and subdivided. And so there again, he's a perfect Jeffersonian. That's what Jefferson most loved. Go in, take big gulps of Western civilization and reorganize them in ways that make them more efficient or useful. So this will be a program we'll do on Jefferson and Humboldt, beginning with this visit of Humboldt to the White House in 1804.
Excellent, and may I wish you good traveling and a safe return.
Guten Tag to you, too.